Hello, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenlatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, an interview with somebody in the podcast space, tips on podcasting, and so much more. So let's get into it, shall we? I am very excited to tell you about this week's Earbuds sponsor, Podcast Parties. Since you're tuned into this podcast, I can assume that you're a big podcast listener. Maybe you're looking for a place to go to discuss your favorite podcasts. Well, Podcast Parties is right up your alley. Podcast Parties is an event series where curious people gather to learn from podcasts. Each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, we listen to an episode on our Discord server and discuss what we liked about it or found interesting. Join our weekly podcast musings. You can learn more at lu.ma/podcastparty. And of course, we will link to Podcast Parties in the show notes of this episode. We are also supported by LWC Studios and their latest podcast. LWC Studios just launched a new show, How to Talk to High Achievers About Anything. And they need you. They are interviewing Black and Brown professionals about their triumphs and where they still sometimes trip up. They want to speak with folks achieving new heights, either in their personal or professional lives, and who are looking for ways to keep leveling up. If this is you or someone you know, please contact producer Virginia Laura at virginia@lwcstudios.com to talk about scheduling an interview. Don't miss your chance to be a guest on this show. LWC Studios is an award-winning content studio, and this show is a great opportunity to get your story out there. Welcome to the show. Thank you for hitting play on this episode. Are you a big reader? I admit that I am not. I am a big podcast listener, but I do love a library. And I do listen to books on tape, aka audiobooks. I've been slowly getting through The Last Kings of Shanghai, which is about the Jewish population in China. It is fascinating. Anyway, books. That's the theme we're exploring this week at Earbuds. Actually, it's called Libraries, not just books. And our curator is Virginia Marshall. She's the podcast associate at Brooklyn Library. She's also a writer and producer on The Borrowed podcast. Virginia will share a bit more about herself and her work, as well as her podcast picks for this week's theme in just a bit. The idea behind this week's theme, from my understanding, is that libraries are not just a great place to find books to read, but they're also just great places to simply be. There are meeting rooms, podcast studios, learning opportunities, and so much more. I just looked it up, and apparently, according to the American Library Association, there are an estimated 116,867 libraries in the U.S. That is a lot. Do you know where your local library is, and do you have a library card? After we hear from Virginia about this week's theme, we'll hear about this week's spotlight pick from producer Michelle Dale at Wonder Media Network. Then I have some podcast tidbits for you, and then we'll let you get on your way to some more podcast listening. P.S., if you're listening to this episode right now on Good Pods, I'd really like you to leave a rating and or a review. That's where I've been doing most of my podcast listening these days, and I would love to interact with you, my listener, right there on Good Pods. So come say hi. No, really, it takes 11 seconds. You can even hit pause and come back. I will wait. Okay, welcome back. Thank you for leaving a rating and a review. And the reason I want ratings and reviews is not for vanity metrics. It's because I want to hear from you. I want to know what you like about the show. I want to know that you are listening to the show. I want to know that you're engaged in this show, that you like podcast recommendations, that you want more podcast recommendations, what kind of podcast recommendations you want. So please, if you have a moment, if you have 11 seconds, leave that rating and or review. Thank you. Here is Virginia Marshall, the curator of this week's Earbuds list, talking about libraries, not just books. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Virginia Marshall. I'm the podcast associate at Brooklyn Public Library, where I write and produce Borrowed, the library's flagship podcast. So in my job, I do a lot of interviewing, research, and writing. I talk to a lot of library professionals about the work that they do, and I get to go down rabbit holes of Brooklyn history, sleuthing through our library's archives to find surprising stories and figure out how to tell them. I also work with two librarian co-hosts to make each episode, Adjo Aduse and Krista Corbett-Kavoris. And then I do the audio editing and sound design. So it's a small team, and I get to be a part of every step of the process from episode brainstorming to recording and writing and promotion. So for my theme, I chose libraries, not just books, because there are a lot of great podcasts out there that have to do with libraries as institutions for knowledge and activism even. I think a lot of people are stuck on this idea that libraries are just for books, and they're really so much more than that. Over my 4 years making Borrowed, I've gotten to know some amazing people who work at the library, and they do so many things. They help people find jobs, they help them fill out government forms, they lead art classes, they loan out Wi-Fi hotspots, citizenship classes. They advocate for the communities in so many ways, and that's not even mentioning the story times and book clubs that we all take for granted from our local library. So I chose 5 different episodes for this list. First up is one from Borrowed, of course. It's one of my favorites. It's called Our Garbage, Ourselves. And this one starts at a place called Dead Horse Bay in Brooklyn, which is actually a poorly covered landfill. We tell the story of how this trash got out here. It's sort of disintegrating into the ocean. And so walking along it, you see glass bottles and nylons and parts of old cars and newspapers. It's just this really fascinating look at a community that was actually forcibly removed to make way for an expressway. So there's a lot in there about power dynamics, city politics. It's just a fascinating dive into a different kind of archiving. And the episode ends up in 1960s Bed-Stuy in a totally different area of Brooklyn. And we tell the story about Brooklyn Core, the Congress for Racial Equality, where the local civil rights movement took on a surprising enemy, which was garbage collection. My second podcast recommendation is from Queen's Memory, which is a collaboration between Queen's Public Library and Queen's College. And they are a fantastic archive of oral history and other documents relating to everyday life in Queens. And particularly, I'm recommending an episode called The Borough We Became, Queens Residents on Life During COVID-19. It's a series that came out of a really amazing oral history collection project that they started at the height of the pandemic way back in March 2020. They were talking to doctors and residents, essential workers, parents, teachers, and turned it into a really beautiful series of episodes. My third podcast recommendation is from the Kitchen Sisters, which, if you know anything about podcasting, you might have heard of them. They're the grandmothers of creative, sound-rich podcasts, Nikki Silva and Davia Nelson. They've been collaborating on radio stories since the 1980s and still producing to this day some of the best audio in the business. They had a series called The Keepers, which profiled, as they said, activist archivists, rogue librarians, curators, collectors, and historians. And one of my favorite episodes in that series is called The Dark Side of the Dewey Decimal System, and it was produced by Molly Schwartz, who came to them with a story about how the Dewey Decimal classification system perpetuates racial bias on our library's shelves. And it's just a fascinating story, and I think you'll be surprised and moved, and maybe look at your library shelves differently after hearing this episode. Next up is a podcast called Anything But Silent. It's produced by the British Library, and it certainly makes a strong case for libraries as places of discovery. Their tagline is, quote, libraries are alive and they're anything but silent. And I just really love this show. I think it takes us to surprising places. The particular episode that I'm recommending is called Uncovering Mysteries and Secrets. And this episode, we follow the stories of librarians going through their archives to piece together suffragist writings on toilet paper and even solve a decades-old murder case. So really a librarian as a hero in this particular scenario. So check that out. And finally, kind of a meta recommendation, but I'm going to recommend Preserve This Podcast. This is a short series produced by the Metropolitan New York Library Council, and really an amazing team of both podcast producers and librarians came together to create a series to help podcast makers preserve their audio. And it's a really important topic. Most podcast makers don't realize that they should be taking steps to preserve their work against the threats of digital decay. Really, this is a whole new territory in terms of adding metadata and good archiving practices to something that is really quite ephemeral, the audio medium. So if you are a podcast maker and you take only one thing from this recommendation list, you should archive your own work. So that's my list, and I hope you will listen to a few of them. And if not, at least check out your own public library wherever you live and see how you can get involved. Maybe you want to start volunteering at homework help sessions or donate to your library at the bare minimum. I hope you'll get a library card if you don't have one already. BPL, I should say, offers out-of-state e-library cards, so you can sign up for one and start checking out our library of ebooks and audiobooks. And I'd just like to add a final plug for Borrowed. We have a series that I'm really proud of, a mini-series called Building Brooklyn. It's 5 episodes about 4 neighborhoods that changed the borough, and this series uses oral histories, interviews with Brooklynites, and it's just a really beautiful look at a borough that, you know, it's practically a brand now, but it's just such a diverse and vibrant place. I don't think you have to live in Brooklyn to listen to this series. We tell the story of Brooklyn's first Chinatown. We take a look at the women who repaired naval ships during World War II in Brooklyn, tell the story of Mohawk ironworkers who built many of Manhattan's iconic skyscrapers but lived in downtown Brooklyn. There's also the story of the first cooperative apartment buildings in the United States, which was here in Brooklyn and founded by Finnish immigrants in the early 1900s. And finally, we take another look at the Lenape people who were the first to call this land their home and who are still advocating for their land in the present day.
Thank you to Virginia Marshall for sending in that voice clip and for telling us about her podcast picks for this week's theme, Libraries, Not Just Books. Virginia's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode and are available in newsletter form at earbuds.audio. Do you want to be our next Earbuds curator? Anyone can curate a list for us. You can find a link to the application form in our newsletter. Next up, it's spotlight time. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we also spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlit in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting the podcast, The Accidental Activist. Here to introduce us to The Accidental Activist is Wonder Media Network's Michelle Dale.
Hey, Earbuds listeners. I'm Michelle Dale, and I lead the marketing team at Wonder Media Network. I'm so excited to tell you about our newest show, The Accidental Activist, hosted by former CNN anchor and acclaimed journalist Aisha Sissay. In The Accidental Activist, we hear from cultural icons on the moment they decided to get involved with social movements ranging from gun control to racial equity. I love listening to the show because Aisha's connection with her guests, including celebrities like Jesse Williams, Margaret Cho, and Alyssa Milano, is immediately apparent to me. Her interview skills are unparalleled, and she's able to dig deep to find out what motivated these celebs to enter the activist ring. At the center of it all, their conversations illuminate a core truth of the human condition, the desire to make a difference in the world. A huge thanks to Ariel and the Earbuds team for choosing The Accidental Activist for this week's spotlight. Listen to the show wherever you get your podcasts.
Michelle, thank you. Thank you and the Wonder Media Network team for creating all the amazing shows that you put out into the world. You can listen to The Accidental Activist and Wonder Media Network's incredible slate of podcasts by going to wondermedianetwork.com. Next up, some things you might love if you love podcasts. First up, Lauren Pacell has put together the ultimate guide for cross promos. If you have a podcast and you're looking to cross promote it with another podcast, but you don't know where to look for potential matches, Lauren's got you. We'll have a link to the database in the show notes of this episode. And for more information about Lauren and Tink Media, you can head to tinkmedia.co. If you're wondering, but do cross promos actually work? Are they actually effective at growing my podcast? The answer is yes, but you have to be willing to do it at scale. Evo Terra, who writes Podcast Pontifications, dedicated an article to this last week in his newsletter and on his podcast, and I will link to both of those in the show notes. Also, I mentioned a few weeks ago that Earbuds is going to be joining the Pod News newsletter network. We're working out the details about what it's going to look like, but I'll have more information for you soon. Stay tuned, and in the meantime, visit our fancy new website at earbuds.audio. Just kidding, it's the same website, but earbuds.audio now redirects to earbudspodcastcollective.org and is a lot easier to say. There may be more website changes coming soon, though. Head to podnews.net to subscribe to Pod News, the daily newsletter about the podcast industry, if you have not already done so. That's it for this round of Feedback with Earbuds. Inspired by this week's theme, I'd love to know what you're reading lately. Tweet at us. We're at earbudspodcall. Tell me about a book that you're loving. We're back next week with more podcast recommendations. Have a great listening and reading week ahead. Feedback with Earbuds is written by me, Ariel Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.